Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A red flag warning continues until 8 p.m. tonight. Mainly clear today with a high of 57. Winds out of the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 52.
Mid-America Network News. Two adults from Topeka have been arrested after a lawnmower theft led to a narcotics discovery, according to the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office. Tuesday afternoon, the Shawnee County Emergency Communications Center was notified of two lawnmower thefts. A deputy with the Sheriff's Office found the suspect's vehicle, recovered the lawnmowers, and found narcotics during the investigation. As a result, two Topekans were arrested and booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections on drug charges and theft charges. 77 school buildings in approximately 29 districts across the state have implemented a four-day week this year. That's up from 60 in 2023. As more Kansas public schools adapt to a shorter academic week, rural communities may see the benefits. Rural school districts already contain the majority of the state's four-day scheduled schools. I'm Stephanie Austin.
It's the month of love, and Rusty Eck Ford is ready to play Cupid for you on your next vehicle. 0% APR is back. Choose from a 2023 Ford Edge for 0% APR for 60 months or 2023 Bronco Sport 1.9% APR for 72 months. Let Rusty Eck Ford match you with a vehicle you'll love and get top dollar for your trade. Choose from over 220 new vehicles at Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 3 years in a row for best sales and service experience. You'll love 0% APR for 60 months at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Offers with approved credit must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Not all will qualify. Offers expire 2/29/24 at $1,667 per month for $1,000 financed at 0% APR for 60 months and $1,496 per month for $1,000 financed at 1.9% APR for 72 months.
A child was transported by medical personnel after a crash in southeast Topeka. At 8:15 this morning, Topeka police officers responded to a crash involving a vehicle and a Kansas Central school bus. Topeka spokeswoman Rosie Nichols said one child had to be transported by American Medical Response to treat minor injuries. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect on drug allegations after a traffic stop. On February 22nd, deputies stopped a vehicle for speeding on Highway 50, about 9 miles east of Strong City. A search of the vehicle led to 10 pounds of marijuana, materials for growing marijuana, chemicals used to process marijuana for oil, and two firearms. 47-year-old Seth Kent of Florida was arrested on charges of possession with intent to distribute marijuana, possession with intent to manufacture and cultivate marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and criminal use of weapons. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Lately, the residents of Hall County have questioned why their county is allegedly being considered a sanctuary county. The Hall County Board of Commissioners addressed this label at their meeting. Here's what Hall County Attorney Martin Klein had to say regarding the jail processing system.
Not everyone who comes into the jail is asked their immigration status. They're asked their address. They're asked regular questions that you would do for any demographic information that the jail would otherwise collect.
In other news, according to the Nebraska Hospital Association, Change Healthcare, one of the largest healthcare technology companies in the United States, was hit by a cyber attack on February 21st, which has disrupted a number of systems and services. Many hospitals in the state of Nebraska utilize Change Healthcare to provide financial and clinical authorization services. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
It's the month of love, and Rusty Eck Ford is ready to play Cupid for you on your next vehicle. 0% APR is back. Choose from a 2023 Ford Edge for 0% APR for 60 months or 2023 Bronco Sport 1.9% APR for 72 months. Let Rusty Eck Ford match you with a vehicle you'll love and get top dollar for your trade. Choose from over 220 new vehicles at Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years in a row for best sales and service experience. You'll love 0% APR for 60 months at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Offers with approved credit must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Not all will qualify. Offers expire 3/29/24 at $1,667 per month for $1,000 financed at 0% APR for 60 months and $1,496 per month for $1,000 financed at 1.9% APR for 72 months.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Red flag warnings prohibiting outside burning are posted again today for parts of Kansas and Nebraska. The area continues experiencing dry conditions with gusty south-southwest winds forecast. Registration deadline is Friday for a farm and ranch transition conference scheduled in Manhattan, March 8th. Kansas State University Extension will host Shannon Farrell, professor and ag law specialist, at Oklahoma State for a day-long conference at the Hilton Garden Inn. Other meetings are planned March 6th in Garden City, March 7th in Great Bend. For information on the meeting in Manhattan, March 8th, contact the Department of Ag Economics at Kansas State University, 785-532-6702. Marshall County Special Services will offer early childhood screening Friday, March 1st at Waterville Elementary, and again Friday, March 22nd at Marysville Elementary. Provided for children ages 3 to 5 experiencing difficulty walking, talking, seeing, hearing, or learning. This is with qualified professionals and does require appointment. Contact Marshall County Special Services at 562-5308, option 2, or email kstuder@usd364.org. Senior Saturday at the Arts Center in Marysville, March 2nd, 8 to 10 a.m. will feature a complimentary breakfast for those age 60 and over, with fellowship and display of the exhibit beyond the Oval Office. Tryouts for the MACT Spring Production, Secret Garden, are this Sunday at 2 p.m. and Monday at 7 p.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Kansas State Extension will offer a program on building rural communities Monday, March 4th, in Riley County from 9 to 3. Nationally renowned rural sociologist Benjamin Winchester from the University of Minnesota will discuss life dynamics in rural communities, sustainability, and what attracts residents. Factors in keeping rural communities alive and thriving will be outlined, and additional speakers will cover related topics. For information on the meeting Monday, March 4th in Riley County, contact Riley County Extension Office. Herschel E. Eaton, age 73, of Barnes, passed away Monday. A celebration of life service is planned Thursday, February 29th, between 1:30 and 6 p.m. at the Barnes City Fire Department Community Hall. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Herschel Eaton. Michelle L. Heenick, age 49, of Hanover, passed away February 12th. Massive Christian burial Friday, March 1st, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Family will receive friends Thursday 4 until 6 p.m. at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover, with the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Michelle Heenick. Benjamin Ben Berger, age 43, of Barnes, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Private interment at a later date.
Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Ben Berger. Kenneth G. Stetnish, age 91 of Barnes, passed away February 21st. Funeral service Saturday, March 2nd, 10:30 at the Barnes Christian Church. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Stetnich. Harold D. Yobel, age 88, of Dubois, passed away February 22nd. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Dubois. Interment in the Dubois Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Harold Yobel. Joe A. Graham, age 55, of Oquito, passed away February 25th. Funeral service Wednesday, March 6th, 11 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with a visitation Tuesday, 2 until 9. Family will see friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Joe Graham. David L. Hogan, age 64, of Blue Rapids, passed away Tuesday. Cremation is planned, full obituary to be announced later by the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for David Hogan. William S. Sam Cassidy, age 86, of Beatty, passed away Wednesday. Private family burial will take place at a later date, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Sam Cassidy.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home, with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny and breezy today with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, south winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 30s, south winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine and warmer throughout Friday with our highs in the mid 60s, south winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying clear into Friday night with our lows in the mid 30s and lower 40s. Even warmer throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s, south winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s, south winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. More sunshine into Sunday with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s, southwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Then a chance for some rain showers into Sunday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Westerly winds between 15 and 20 and gusting up to 35. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, late February, 50. Record high on this date, 84. The average low, 26. And the record low, 6 below. Sunset this evening, 6:19. Sunrise in the morning at 7:01.
It is a day that only comes around every 4 years, and it's extra special for those with birthdays. All about Leap Day babies today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 29th, the 60th day of the year. Most people will tell you a leap day birthday is a mixed blessing. They enjoy its uniqueness but struggle with the awkward calendar placement. Mathematicians say the odds of a February 29th birthday are 1 in 1,451. And the odds of a parent and child sharing a February 29th birthday are truly astronomical. Nevertheless, in 2012, a Utah mother gave birth to a leap child for the third time in a row. Louise Estes had children on February 29th in 2004, 2008, and 2012, a feat matched by only one other woman in the world. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more calendar lore at almanac.com.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Coming off their Super Bowl victory, the Kansas City Chiefs have announced that they are planning to do some renovations at Arrowhead Stadium, including some new amenities that's built to reimagine what Arrowhead Stadium may look like and the experience that you can have.
We feel confident that with the right enhancements, GHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium will continue to be the landmark that it is today. We're planning improvements for every fan on every level. They will address everything from the ease of entry and exit to the comfort of concourses and bathrooms to new premium spaces, enhanced video boards, and the pregame tailgate experience. What's important to note about these changes is that the spirit of Arrowhead will not change.
That audio from KSNT News. Jackson County residents are preparing to vote in April for their upcoming 3/8 cent sales tax increase for both Chiefs and Royals stadium projects.
AARP Kansas invites local eligible organizations and governments across the state to apply for the 2024 AARP Community Challenge Grant Program. Now through March 6th at 5 p.m. Eastern, these grants fund quick action projects that help communities become more livable in the long term by improving public spaces, transportation, housing, civic engagement, diversity and inclusion, and much more. All projects must be completed by December 15th of 2024. To submit an application and view past grantees, visit www.aarp.org/community-challenge.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Conversations are still in play with the Kansas City Chiefs and the cornerback Legarius Sneed after the Chiefs team said that they are prepared to use the franchise tag and are open to trading him if a long-term deal is not reached. WIBW reports that the announcement came from Jeremy Fowler with ESPN Radio, saying that Sneed is agreeable to that scenario and allows him to give a chance to talk with the other members of the Kansas City team when conversations are still in play. Sneed was a 2020 fourth-round pick out of Louisiana Tech, and over the past four seasons, he's been able to accumulate more than 303 tackles, 10 interceptions, and 40 pass breakups. According to the team, he was also a vital member of the top-ranked Chiefs defense in 2023. According to the negotiations from the Chiefs team, they say with the franchise tag looming, the price tag to keep Sneed would be roughly $19.8 million for the upcoming 2024 season. They say potential contract negotiations are also in play for the All-Pro defensive tackle Chris Jones. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Subs Day basketball semifinals tip off this evening. Top seed Valley Heights girls face number 4 seed Bennington at 6 in Alma Wabunsee, with Wabunsee hosting Sacred Heart in the late game. KNDY will feature live coverage from Blue Valley tonight as second seed Hanover boys face third seed Lynn at 6. Top seed Axtell boys face host Blue Valley, the number 5 seed, in the 7:30 matchup. Both games live on FM 95.5. At Rock Hills, 4th seed Frankfort boys play top seed Osborne in the 6 p.m. matchup, which airs live on Sunflower State Radio, our sister station Z96.3. And Rock Hills will host Clifton Clyde. Finally, Donova West top seed Centralia boys meet number 4 Troy at 6. Bishop Sebier and Burlingame in the late game. Again, live continuing coverage Thursday, Friday, Saturday from Randolph on KNDY FM 95.5. Frankfort boys streaming live tonight on Sunflower State Radio Z96.3.
In Cedar Rapids, Iowa, you'll find an impressive museum that tells the past and present of a group of people who made this part of the state their new home. While decades have passed, that spirit still lives and has become a foundation for many things that take place in this city. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the mid-1800s, eastern Iowa, and specifically the city of Cedar Rapids, became a focal point of immigration for people of Czech and Slovak heritage. National Czech and Slovak Museum curator Stephanie Cohen says this area became a new home that perhaps felt a bit like that of old.
The Czechs are very literate people. I mean, 90-something percent of the immigrants who came here were literate, well-educated. So they continued that on and really formed a solid community.
And while years have passed, some of the traditions of old still carry on today.
Hobi is the Czech word for mushrooms. In May, there's this Hobi Days festival that has been going on for, you know, decades in the Czech village. So it's a Cedar Rapids staple to have the Hobi Days celebration.
Dave Moline at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library says, you only have to look at one local newspaper to see how that heritage thrived for many years.
And there was another newspaper that came after that in the early 1900s, and that lasted up to the 1950s. So to have a readership for those many decades, there had to be a community that could support that. You know, they had to be conversant or literate in Czech.
And while there's no longer a newspaper printed in Czech, the heritage of those who came here so long ago lives on. In fact, it thrives as a part of a new area of this city.
There's a lot of economic development that's going on in what's called the New Bohemia or New Bow District now. As Stephanie mentioned, that was the first part of the Cedar Rapids Czech community is on the southeast side. That area now has become part of our arts and entertainment district in Cedar Rapids.
And this museum has an impressive collection of permanent and changing exhibits about the history and current day, the traditions and culture of the people who helped settle the area. Traveling the countryside, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
A squirrel that enjoys living in your tree might also be causing some damage. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Some squirrels gnaw on buds and bark, so you'll have to weigh your options as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
I get a kick out of watching the squirrels scamper through the trees in my backyard. Squirrels can cause tree damage by gnawing, but ours are so busy raiding the bird feeders, I haven't noticed anything out of the ordinary. Bob Pierce is an extension fish and wildlife specialist at the University of Missouri. He says squirrels have a variety of food habits, but during winter, those habits change as acorns and other nut crops are used up. Sometimes the tree becomes a convenient snack.
If it's a young tree, they might gnaw on the base of the tree or the lower trunk. They'll often cut the growing tips of buds. That seems to be a very good food item for them during the winter time. And usually it's the point of the growing stem that they like to eat. It's tender, it's pretty nutritious, and that's the type of damage that will occur.
Usually the damage is just cosmetic and the tree will be fine. Pierce says you have to decide if gnawing squirrels are causing enough of a problem to do something about it. They especially love to chew on walnut, pecan, and other nut trees, which can cause economic damage.
I guess the question is how valuable are the trees that you're concerned with and whether or not you can tolerate any damage or not. Some trees, of course, produce very valuable crops, whether it be nut crops or ornamental trees, and you don't want to tolerate much damage to those.
You can offer squirrels an alternative food source, such as corn. If that doesn't work, other control methods include metal tree wraps, repellents, and traps. But keep in mind that squirrels can spend all day trying to outsmart you. Pierce says the most permanent method of removal from a prized tree is to get a squirrel hunting license. Learn more about squirrels and tree damage at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a public auction of shop tools with a utility trailer plus mirror signs and collectibles for the Todd Landall Estate. Saturday, March 2nd, sale begins at 10 a.m. at 207 South 8th Street in Marysville. They'll be selling a 5x8-foot tilt bed, ATV and mower trailer, tools and miscellaneous, jacks, jack stands, a double-door cooler, 6-foot fold-up picnic tables, oversized shop fan, extension cords, ladders. Collectibles include a Red Wing 5-gallon water cooler, Coca-Cola ice cooler on a stand, over 40 metal advertising signs, and lighted beer signs. This estate auction for Todd Landall, Saturday, March 2nd, begins at 10 a.m. at 207 South 8th in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
A character trait that helps farmers stay in the game. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Resilience. It's an attribute shared by many successful business persons, including farmers, perhaps especially by farmers, given what they're up against every day. Purdue graduate student Margaret Lipsmeyer helped survey 400 farm operators last year, in part to see what the more successful ones had in common.
When we looked at resilience and the metrics for resilience, we found that farm growth, producer sentiment, and risk preference all had a positive relationship with a farm's resilience level. And then on top of that, managerial ability, and use of production ag technologies like drones, yield monitors, and other items also showed positive relationships.
Lipsmeyer says farmers who performed consistently better were those who dealt successfully with surprises.
When we think about resilience, it goes back to agility and absorption capacity. So looking at how farms can improve those two metrics, having established core values, goals, and objectives for your farm, spending the time to write these down and try to follow along with these goals as you move through your operation.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Don't head out on your next adventure riding on a set of tires you're not sure will make it across town. Stop by and see Bryce at Hilltop Tires in Marysville. With the knowledge to set you up right and the personal style you prefer, you'll leave Hilltop flying high. Fitting tires for everything from semis to ATVs, Hilltop Tires is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, because flats don't have a schedule. Located below the old water tower in Marysville, call Bryce today at 785-619-6035.
Tax refund burning a hole in your pocket? Turn that into your new ride from Crown Over Auto Sales. Take a look, and if it's not on the lot, let Ethan and Andrew find it for you. If you know what you want or want to spend, Crown Over makes it work for you. Find them across from Valley Vet in Marysville or online at crownoverautosales.com.
Good Thursday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we're all aware of the wild grass fires in the North Texas Panhandle and sneaking into Oklahoma in some places. We spoke with Brad Rippey of USDA as he provided us a recap of the North Texas wildfire activity as of today.
During the extreme heat and wind of Monday and Tuesday of this week, we saw a number of grass fires and wildfires develop across North Texas. And the largest five of those fires have burned more than 1 million acres of vegetation, mostly grassland in the Texas Panhandle. Most of the fires have been burning in the Canadian River Basin, and just a handful of fires burning in the Red River Valley, which eventually moves eastward to serve as the border along the Oklahoma-Texas line. A couple of the fires have burned out of Texas and into western Oklahoma and have become multi-state events. The largest active fire is the Smokehouse Creek Fire. That's one of the Canadian River Valley fires, and it has burned an incredible 850,000 acres, and in doing so has become the second largest wildfire in Texas state history. Most of that fortunately burning across open country, but unfortunately we have heard reports of at least one fatality and also some livestock being killed by the fast-moving flames.
Now in other news, for the first time, Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow says she'll push a new farm bill further into the future rather than strike a deal with Republicans on SNAP and climate spending changes. The Fence Post says she won't agree to limit any updates on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program or cut any climate-smart conservation money in the Inflation Reduction Act. Stabenow went on to say, quote, if that means we continue the policies of the 2018 Farm Bill, which were pretty good if I do say so myself, then that's okay. Stabenow sat next to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack during an event at the White House this week, and he said, quote, you're tough. That's great. Stabenow has said privately for months that her legacy depends on protecting climate funding as well as not cutting anti-hunger programs.
Hey farmers, after doing business with Kaufman Seeds for over 25 years, I find that Kaufman Seeds gives you some great seed choices for your farming operation. Like Kaufman Seeds Corn 117-23. It's a new 117-day RM hybrid. Consistent, high-performing yield history for over 3 years. And is an excellent choice for irrigated land. Order it now and you'll receive an early order discount.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2833. 36 Kaufman Seed.
Your local John Deere dealer is American Implement. With 16 locations across Kansas and Colorado, they've come a long way since their start in 1970. American Implement is ready to support you with your farming and ranching needs. They offer a large selection of John Deere products from high horsepower tractors to lawn and garden equipment. You won't find a more dedicated team to assist you, and you won't find better quality products than at American Implement. After all, nothing runs like a Deere.
You're invited to the 9th annual Flatiron Angus Bull Sale, Wednesday, March 13th at 1 p.m. at the Ranch at 524 17th Road near Haddam. Offering 45 yearling Angus and Sim Angus long yearling bulls. Sires include Dynamic, DB Iconic, Growth Fun, Man in Black, Resilient, and Honyel's Big Timber. See the full catalog at flatironangus.com or liveauctions.tv. For more info, call 785-556-8982. Buy value, not hype. Buy Flatiron Genetics.
Healthy crops need to feed on N, P, and K, but micronutrients are the key to unlocking hidden hunger in the plants. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Environmental conditions and in-season stress can make nutrient availability a struggle for crops. Most farmers test for nutrients with a soil sample in the fall and apply fertilizers to correct deficiencies, but that doesn't always indicate how much of those will make it into next year's plants. Eric Hansen is a regional agronomist with Winfield United. He says they want producers to look beyond the macronutrients like N, P, and K and start understanding more about the micronutrients.
In crops like corn, really zinc and boron were probably the two that showed up very, very deficient early on in corn. When we look at crops like soybeans, you know, manganese is perennially a nutrient that really shows up deficient. We've got a database of thousands of tissue samples that we've pulled over the last nearly decade on multiple crops to establish some of these trends.
Hansen recommends layering tissue samples on top of the soil samples to monitor N, P, and K throughout the season.
But also, the tissue samples are a lot more accurate way to judge micronutrient availability. And once we fix our macronutrients, the micronutrients are really key to help kind of unlocking that hidden hunger in those plants, because we can see a lot of deficiency in micronutrients without ever seeing visual deficiency symptoms on the plant.
Understanding the timing of when micronutrients are the most important for the plant can make the difference between getting a return or just adding additional expense to the crop. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the role of micronutrients at agriculture.com.
Get on target with the very best Hereford and Angus seed stock at the On Target Bull Sale Saturday, March 16th, 1 p.m. at the On Target Bull Development Center north of Blue Rapids. Featuring 36 Hereford bulls, 21st calf heifer pairs, and 12 yearling heifers from Spring Hill Herefords, 29 Angus bulls and 10 Angus heifers from Alcove Cattle Company, plus 12 F1 heifers sired by Spring Hill bulls. Broadcast on DV Auction. See the catalog and videos at OnTargetBullSale.com. The On Target Bull Sale, Saturday, March 16th, north of Blue Rapids.
Good Thursday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we're all aware of the wild grass fires in the North Texas Panhandle and sneaking into Oklahoma in some places. We spoke with Brad Rippey of USDA as he provided us a recap of the North Texas wildfire activity as of today.
During the extreme heat and wind of Monday and Tuesday of this week, we saw a number of grass fires and wildfires develop across North Texas. And the largest five of those fires have burned more than 1 million acres of vegetation, mostly grassland, in the Texas Panhandle. Most of the fires fires have been burning in the Canadian River Basin and just a handful of fires burning in the Red River Valley, which eventually moves eastward to serve as the border along the Oklahoma-Texas line. A couple of the fires have burned out of Texas and into western Oklahoma and have become multi-state events. The largest active fire is the Smokehouse Creek Fire. That's one of the Canadian River Valley fires, and it has burned an incredible 850,000 acres, and in doing so has become the second largest wildfire in Texas state history. Most of that, fortunately, burning across open country, but unfortunately, we have heard reports of at least one fatality and also some livestock being killed by the fast-moving flames.
Now, in other news, for the first time, Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow says she'll push a new farm bill further into the future rather than strike a deal with Republicans on SNAP and climate spending changes. The Fence Post says she won't agree to limit any updates on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program or cut any climate-smart conservation money in the Inflation Reduction Act. Stabenow went on to say, quote, if that means we continue the policies of the 2018 Farm Bill, which were pretty good if I do say so myself, then that's okay. Stabenow sat next to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack during an event at the White House this week, and he said, quote, you're tough. That's great. Stabenow has said privately for months that her legacy depends on protecting climate funding as well as not cutting anti-hunger programs.
Hey farmers, after doing business with Kaufman Seeds for over 25 years, I find that Kaufman Seeds gives you some great seed choices for your farming operation. Like Kaufman Seeds Corn 117-23. It's a new 117-day RM hybrid. Consistent high-performing yield history for over 3 years. And is an excellent choice for irrigated land. Order it now and you'll receive an early order discount.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2800. Kaufman Seed.
Your local John Deere dealer is American Implement. With 16 locations across Kansas and Colorado, they've come a long way since their start in 1970. American Implement is ready to support you with your farming and ranching needs. They offer a large selection of John Deere products from high horsepower tractors to lawn and garden equipment. You won't find a more dedicated team to assist you, and you won't find better quality products than at American Implement. After all, nothing runs like a Deere.
Third Road Ag Sales is still offering the highest cash discount of 13% for seed orders, featuring fully treated soybeans for $62 per unit, including ExtendFlex and Enlist traits. Seed tender use available. Low salt starter fertilizer, $8.29/2 with sulfur and zinc pre-blended for $5.50 with on-site delivery or pick up at Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville. Call John Hankey today at 785-562-7157. That's Third Road Ag Sales at 785-562-7157. Offering 13% off seed orders and a great price on low-salt starter fertilizer right now.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Consumer Price Index from the Bureau of Labor Statistics helps consumers understand the change in what they are paying for goods and services. Agricultural economist from the Livestock Marketing Information Center, Tyler Cousins, discusses the CPI for all items, food, meat, and poultry.
You know, the kind of the big picture item that we look at from the CPI is the CPI for all items. And this is kind of that big picture measure that they use for inflation. And that CPI was 3.1% higher than a year ago. So this rate is still above that target 2% inflation rate that they're trying to get us to. But I think compared to where we were a year ago of 6%, this is a significant improvement as far as overall CPI goes.
Next, Cousins explains the food and meat CPI.
Food CPI actually saw double-digit inflation gains a year ago, but in January, that food CPI was 2.6% above last year. So a significant improvement in that food CPI. Yes, it's still increasing, but I think where we were sitting a year ago, that's a pretty significant improvement. You know, and some of that data also parses out some specific other CPI indices that they have. One is for on the meat side of things. You know, so this meat CPI kind of captures some of those price effects on the beef and pork side of things. And specifically, this meat CPI in January was 3.5% higher. So it actually did increase than what we saw a year ago. It is actually up 2% a year ago. So the rise was not totally unexpected. As we've seen, this includes some price effects from beef and pork. We've seen some fluctuation in those prices over the last few months, especially on the beef side. And the all fresh retail beef price has actually been tracking in the upper $7 range for several months now. Pork prices on the retail side have been holding pretty steady around $5 for several months now. So if we kind of combine these two prices here, that kind of contributes to this overall effect that we're seeing in the meat CPI.
Highly pathogenic avian influenza has impacted the poultry industry, and he says how it has also influenced its CPI.
In January, this was up 1.7%, a significant improvement than the 11.2% poultry CPI that we saw a year ago. Now, I think with this poultry CPI index, we have to keep in mind that HPI has been an influencing factor on poultry prices in recent months. Cases have ebbed and flowed over several months now. And so, you know, some of these effects are translating back into this CPI index. But I think more recently, HPI cases have slowed somewhat. So I think this is a positive sign. We're seeing this poultry CPI start to moderate a little bit more. So we should see some benefits there for the consumers in the near term at the grocery store, just prices for poultry and products in the meat case.
That was an agricultural economist from the Livestock Marketing Information Center, Tyler Cousins, with information about recent consumer price index numbers. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over at the K-State Radio Network.
Travelong by Landall in Waterville is looking for career-minded individuals, currently hiring trailer refurbishment staff, including welders, paint prep, painters, and assemblers on first shift. This stable family-owned company offers competitive wages, raises, and promotions, plus a 4% attendance bonus based off your gross weekly wage. Benefits include paid time off, paid holidays, incentive bonus, employer-paid life, short-term and long-term disability insurance, comprehensive health insurance, and more. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. Landall Company, EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
KNDY.